The Powerball payoff as of yesterday was $1.6 billion, the biggest payout in gambling history if someone has the winning ticket. If not, the Wheel of Fortune will just go higher and higher, and mobs will form at every 7-Eleven convenience store mom-and-pop grocery from here to Timbuktu. You think Black Friday is menacing? Just wait till the fevered ticket buyers think they have a chance to beat Bill Gates. Bodies should be crushed, tickets stolen, computers jammed, all for a chance in a bazillion they might be the one, the newest billionaire, the nouveau riche. But like the Washington Lottery ads love to tout, you cannot win if you do not play. I always thought the state gaming commissioners had it backwards. You cannot lose if you do not play. Or as the David Bromberg song says, a man should never gamble more than he can stand to lose. Being poor most of my life, I couldn't stand to lose much of anything. Being a graduate of sixth grade math, I could see the odds weren't really in my favor. Actually, not really in anybody's favor, other than the one jackpot winner. Life itself always seemed gamble enough. I know friends who buy $10 of lotto tickets a week. Entertainment, they tell me when I ask what they're thinking is. $10 a week, 52 weeks in a year, year after year. I guess the entertainment value is the fantasy of what you'd do if you actually won. I'd hate that myself. It would be a constant reminder of what I'll never be able to do. Seems to me they'd be happier being, a little more realistic, but that's just me. They say money won't buy you happiness. I just don't want lack of it to make me unhappy.